Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in the beginning of Siman Shin Beis. We are on page 170. Siman Shin Beis is Dine Nikui V'Kipul HaBegodim B'Shabbos, the halachos of cleaning and folding garments on Shabbos. The Mechaber says in Sif Aleph, HaMenayer Talis Chadosha Shechayru Minatal She'aleho Chayuv, one who shakes out a new talis that is black from the dew that is on it, he is chayiv. Shehaniur yofelo kmo kibus, because the shaking out of such a talus is good for it, like kibus, like laundering. V'hu shemakbid alei shelo lelov shablo niur. But that's only true if a person is makbid on it, that he wouldn't wear it without this shaking out. The Rama says v'kol shekein she'osr lenair beged she'noshar b'mayim o sheyardu olav gishamin. Says the Rama, certainly it will be usher to shake out a garment that got soaked in water or that it rained upon. V'dafka bebeged chodo shemakbid alav. But again, says the Rama, this is specifically by a beged that is new that you are makbid on it. The Rama then says, yesh omrin da usher lena'er beged min ha'ovak shalav imakbid alav. The Rama then brings out another shita, yesh omrin, that says it's usher to shake out a garment from the dirt that is on it, if you're makbid on it. V'tov lochosh l'dvarov. It's good to be concerned with his words. Aval mutter l'hasir ha'notos min ha'beged b'Shabbos, but one is allowed to remove some feathers that are on a garment on Shabbos. V'ayin l'kamon simin shin la'midzayin. So says the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat and Aleph. We said in the Mechaber that one who shakes out a garment that is chadosha shchora, it is new and it is black, from the dew that is on it, you are chayav. Says in the Mishnah Berurah, the chadosha mikri imlo nishtamish bo adayin harbe. New is considered when a person did not use it a lot. Sha'od nira bo chidusho, that you could still see in it that it is new. If you look at note number one, he points out, the geder talis chadosha l'inyan zeh, in terms of the geder of what a talis chadosha is in terms of this, the Be'alocha writes, b'shem the yaris dvash, shelo yadanu mahu. We don't know what it is. It's not so clear what's considered a new garment. Lefika, therefore, yesh lahachmir shelo lenar kol beged me'atal o ha'avak she'alov. Therefore, one should be machmir. He should not shake out any garment from the dew or from the dirt that is on it. Achen, however, kevan shaharbe achorim lo eskiruzos, since many achorim don't bring down this chumra, the Be'er Halacha writes over there, sha'af al pi shamachmir tavo olav bracha, even though if one is machmir, certainly bracha will come upon him, mikomokom ha'mekel yeshlo al malismoch, one who is lenient has what to rely on, ach tov she'yase zos b'shinui, but if he's going to shake it out, because he feels it's not considered new, then he should at least do it with a shinui. A garment that is recognizable from looking at it, that it's a Shabbos garment, Rav Nissen Karel says, Sharehu Bechlal Beged Chodosh, that already gives it the consideration of a Beged Chodosh. Sivkot on Beis, we said if it's new and it's black, but if this new talus is red or it is white, then it's not a concern. The atam, and the reason is, dubechadosha ushchora minkar hayipui ayde hanir. When the talus is new and it is black, it's recognizable the beautification that you are doing by shaking it out. Umashe kosav shemakbid alei, and that which the mechaber said is something that you're makbid on. Hatam, the reason is, the oz chashiva hanir kmo akibus. When you're makbid on not wearing it with this dew in it, so then the niur is considered a kibus. Avalim ein darko lahakbid. If a person is not makbid on having it a little bit wet, velo shol lefa'amin beli niur, and he wears it sometimes without shaking it out, mutter lenayir af lechadchila, then one would be allowed to shake it out even lechadchila. Now, if you look back at note number 3, he points out, kilomar lefikach bistam manichin anu shemakbid hu lenayres habege me'atal. He's going on the case where it's new and it's black, where the beautification is recognizable through the niur, so therefore, in a stam case, we assume he's makbid to shake out the garment from the tal. Ulam beged shiadua shemakbid alav onaro. However, when you have any garment that it's known that a person is makbid to shake it out, osr lenaro af imhu yashan o sheinu shachar, then it would be osr in all cases, even if it's old and it's not black. Ukufisha kasa beralacha, the beralacha writes. So the classic case is a new black garment, that's where it's recognizable, and then we'll say, Mistama, your makbid on it, so then we'll say it's going to be usser. I'd like to point out the first Bir Alocha on page 170 in the new Simen, Min Hatal Shaleha. So again, the Mechaber said that if you're shaking out a new black talus from the tal that is on it, that is considered a chiyuv, that's an Isser Daraisa, that is kibus. Says the Beralocha Kosav El Yirabah B'Shem Aguda Dehu Adin Shelag. Says El Yirabah B'Shem Aguda, the same is true if a person has on his garment snow. V'nirali, and it appears to me, says the Chavetz Chaim, the Imadayin HaShelag Lo Nomas Klal Mutter. If he just walked in from outside and the snow is still on his garment and it didn't melt in yet, then it would be mutter to shake it out. Because that's like the case of the feathers that's brought later on at the end of the Ramah. The feathers are on top. They're not ingrained inside the garment. Therefore, you're allowed to remove them. Here also, if the snow did not melt in yet, you would also be allowed to remove it. It's only on the outside. It did not penetrate the garment yet. But one should be careful that if he's shaking out the garment from snow, he should do it gently. That way, even if some of the snow melted in and it's not recognizable, by shaking it lightly, you'll only be shaking off the actual snow that is standing on top of the garment and not that which was already absorbed in the garment. Look what we're going to say in the Mishabura, b'shem the Shilta Giborim. Let's go weiter now in the Mishabura. We are up to Sivkotan Gimel. So after the Mechaber said it's an Issa Daraisa to shake out a new black garment from the towel that is on it, that is kibbutz, assuming that you're makbid on it, meaning you're makbid not to wear it without the nir. The Ramah said certainly it would be usher to shake out a garment that got soaked with water or that got a lot of rain on it. And again he says, Dafka beged chodosh makbid alav. So says the Mishaburus of Katan Gimel. Ubazet, in the case of the rain, ein chiluk bein shachar l'shar tzivonim kemo betal el. The Mechaber said when it came to the dew, it was dafka hakpada on a new garment that was black. But you'll notice the Ramah over here doesn't differentiate between the colors. So when it comes to the rain, or the getting soaked in water where it's much more wet, there's no chiluk between whether the garment is black or whether it's any other color. Tedafka shom shehu muat. Tedafka in the earlier case of the Mechaber, when it comes to the dew, which is very minimal, ein makbid lenair elo b'uchvi. That's what we say, a person is not really, in general, makbid to shake it out unless it is a black garment. Aval bikan shamayim merubim, but over here where there's a lot of water, haderech lahakbid lenair b'chol ha-begodim. It is the normal way to be makbid to shake out any garments when they're so wet. V'yesh bazem mishum schita. And then the problem would be of schita for any colored garment. Sivkot and Dalad, the Ramah said, but it's dafka a beggar that's chodosh makbir alav. Ratzalomer means to say, the mistomahu makbir alav l'nair l'fisha miskatzer al yidei mayim. Since it is a new garment, we could assume, even without knowing, that he's makbid on it to shake it out because it will shrink by having the water inside. Va'afilu im ha-beged yoshan, even if the garment is old, tzorach lizor milanaru minamayim b'chozek, you have to be careful from shaking out the garment to get rid of the water in a strong way. If you're doing it so strong that it's going to come to schita, that's going to be a problem as well. As it is well known that a garment that is soaked with water, schita happens to it when you start shaking it out. That's the Shilta Giborim. And therefore, even if it is an old garment, one has to be careful not to shake it out too much, because that for sure would be a problem of schita as well. Now, if you look at note number 6, he points out, why is it such an emphasis on the new garment over the old garment? The new garment is usher to shake out. The new garment is usher to shake out. The old garment is mutter to shake out. Explains it by Mordechai. When one has a new garment, so in general, a person's makbid, it shouldn't be soaked with water. He doesn't want it to shrink. Therefore, we can assume if he's shaking out a new garment, he's doing it in a strong way to make sure he gets out any of the water that's absorbed. It turns out he's doing schita on the beged. But if it's already an old garment, the person is less makbid on the water that's absorbed in it. And therefore it's logical to say that when he shakes out the garment, he's only getting rid of that water that is sitting on top and that which is ingrained in the garment already. And with such a light shaking, a schita does not happen. V'chein bir Shulchan Aruch Harav, a similar thing, shamanar beged chodesh, when he shakes out a new garment, ho makbidin l'naro, since we're makbid to shake it out, harei ze psikresha shiyovel lidei schita toch kedei hanir. So then it's a psikresha that through the nir you're going to do is going to be a schita. Aval hamanar beged yoshan, but again, if you're shaking out an older garment, she'ein makbidin l'naro, where you're not makbid to shake it out in general, ein ze psikresha shiyovel lidei schita, there it's not a psikresha that is going to come to schita. Now we go to the last point of the Ramah. After the Ramah added on to the Mechaber that even if it's very, very wet, it's going to be usher to wring it out because of a problem of schita, and the Ramah said it's dafka by a beged chodesh shemakbid alav. Then the Ramah brought a whole new shita that the isser is not wringing it out from water, not shaking it out from water, but rather it's shaking it out from the dirt. It's usher to shake out a garment to get rid of the dirt that is in the garment. So says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Hayu Das Rashi Visioso. This is the opinion of Rashi and those who agree with him. The Savri that they hold, the Hoda Amina B'Gemara, that which the Gemara says, Omer Rav Huna Hamanar Taliso B'Shabbos Chayav Chatos. Rav Huna says, one who shakes out a talis on Shabbos, he shakes out a garment on Shabbos, he's Chayav Chatos, is a Daraisa. So Rashi learns the Hainu Kishiminar Taliso Min Ha'ovak the Ha'ofar Shenivlabo. That's referring to one who's shaking out his garment from the dust and the dirt that is absorbed in the garment. V'chayev Mishum Malabin. There the Isser is because of Malabin, of whitening. V'dafka B'chadeti U'b'uchmi. And once again, that's specifically by a new garment that is black. Aval ba'atiki, but if it is a new, if it's an old garment, o v'chivri v'sumki, or it's white or red, leis lon ba, that would not be a problem. K'mavur sham, like it's brought down over there, ukumola el in yantal, the same way we saw this by the other opinion that says that you're shaking out the garment from the towel. The kavanas harav nami dafka bechadeti ubuchmi, and the kavana of the Rama over here is also specifically a new garment that is black. V'hai dinoka b'loshen iser. So if it's an Isser Doraisa of Malabin, and Yechayev Achatas, why does the Ramah only say Beloshin of Isser, which sounds like it's only Midrabanam? So says the Mishabura last Shemina is coming to teach us, Dim Eino Makbid, that if it's a case where you are not Makbid on it, Afilu Isura Leisba, then it wouldn't even be an Isser. So he says Isser in the side where it's really going to be a Chatas, it's really an Isser Doraisa, he only mentions Isser because in the place where you're not Makbid, it won't even be Usser. But in note number 13, he points out, Avalanaru Bechoska, but once again, to shake it out with strength, Hashom Zaman Orbal says, Sha'asr b'chol ofen, that would always be Asr. Shekevan Sha'osa Kain, since he's doing it so strong, Muchach Sha'makbid, all of that itself shows that he's Makbid, and that would be Levan. Va'ot Sidei, the Shom Zaman also leans to say, Shekevan Shenir b'chozek motzi asa'ava kabalua b'socha beged, since shaking it with strength takes out the dust that's absorbed in the garment, Nechshav Adavar kikibus b'mayim v'asr. That's considered already like laundering it in water, and that's going to be Asr. Continues the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Vav. So again, on the last point that we're discussing, the Ramah says there are those who say, and that's the Shita of Rashi, that it's usher to shake out a garment that has dust or dirt in it if you're makbid on it. So then the Ramah wrote, V'tov lochosh ledvarav, it's good to be concerned for this Shita. Ayin bel Yerabah shekosav d'medina yesh iser bazeh. Look in El Yerabah who writes that Medina, this is going to be usher. Ki harbi rishonim sovrim kishitas Rashi, because there are many rishonim that hold like this shita of Rashi ayin sham. Hum mikom makom nirit. Still it appears, the yesh lismoch al deya rishono lahokel, that you can rely on the first shita, that the iser is really only when it's absorbed with dew or water, and be lenient in the case of dirt, al yidei eno yehudi. And therefore, if you're going with the first shita, you can be lenient to ask a goy to do the wringing out of the dust and the dirt from the garment for you. Ubiprat di ikala fa'amen mishum kavod abrios b'zeh. Specifically, if it's a situation where it involves kavod abrios, you would be allowed to ask a goy, relying on the first shita, that the iser is not by dirt, rather the iser is by tal. However, it's good to be careful when one comes in the morning on Shabbos to shul, that he should place his hat and his garment in a place where it will be properly guarded, so they shouldn't fall down to the ground, and they should get dust in them, and then you would come to chil Shabbos. The last point we saw in the Ramah is aval mutter lahasir anotus min habeged b'Shabbos. You are allowed to take off the feathers from the garment on Shabbos, like we saw in the Bi'alacha before. Since they're resting on top, they're not absorbed. That is mutter. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Zayin, She'ein ze domeh l'libun. This is not considered like libun. She'ein hanotzos tchuvim besocho. The feathers are not stuck inside. Kimo hamayim v'ha'ofer, like the case of the water and of the dust. Ela omdim milamalo, rather they are sitting on top. V'lochein mutra afilu b'chadosh u'makpir alav. Therefore, taking off the feathers will be mutter, even if it's a new garment, even if you mock with it, shouldn't have feathers on, there is no problem of libud. That is 100% mutter. We will stop here and continue next time in Mirtz Hashem with Siv Beis.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.